Welcome to the Adonis Index podcast. I'm John Barbin. With me is Tommy Lacapruscia, and he came second in our recent contest. Go over to adonisindex.com and check out his picks. So Tommy, you did really good. And first of all, how old are you? I think you're one of our youngest people yet.
Yeah, I'm actually 16 and a half.
Yeah, so that's for sure the youngest person. You're for sure the youngest guy who's ever placed in one of our contests. So what did you think of your pictures? I mean, that was pretty good for 12 weeks.
Yeah, I was pretty astounded when I actually stood back and looked at it, because it was just like a wow factor.
Yeah, were you tracking it along the way, were you tracking your measurements, but were you also taking pictures along the way, or was the first time you saw like the difference at the end when you saw them like side by side?
Yeah, I'll take pictures and stuff in the mirror and like track my progress, but I never really like sat down and looked at the pictures to see the change until when I entered the contest.
Right.
Picture.
And so that's when you notice, hey, this has been working.
Yeah. That's when I was like, wow.
Yeah, no, you killed it. So we've had a couple other guys say that they can't tell by looking at themselves in the mirror because it's so gradual, and the same thing, they didn't notice until they looked at their pictures, and that's when they realized, oh, man, the stuff actually changed. So, okay, so tell me that story that you were just saying about before you found us, that you did some weight loss, and tell us about the program you did. Just, you know, kind of repeat what we were just talking about.
Yeah, back in August, like growing up, I've always been on the chubby side, and back in August, I like really got to the heaviest I ever was. I was 180 pounds and like 17% body fat, and I really wanted to get in shape for a big vacation in November, so I jumped on one of those TV programs.
Is that the first time you've worked out, or were you already working out? Because you're pretty young to be working out.
Yeah, no, I was doing, like, on and off weightlifting with my dad, but I wasn't doing anything serious. I was just going and messing around.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I jumped on one of those weight loss programs, and I was overtraining and under-eating, and I wasn't doing anything right, and I was pushing real hard because I wanted to get there, like, yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, so, well, I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, so I pushed really hard, and I ended up losing a lot of muscle mass and just looked, like, sickly and skinny, like skinny fat look.
Yeah, so I mean, was that a bit of a weird situation where you're like, okay, I changed, but I didn't exactly change how I wanted to, but I did lose weight? Like, it's almost bittersweet.
Yeah.
You got somewhere.
Yeah, like I was actually happy going through it because I was seeing such a change.
Mm-hmm.
But then all my friends and family were saying like, oh, you're looking really skinny, dude. And I lost a lot of muscle and stuff, and so I wasn't like looking big, because before I actually looked muscular inside a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as I took my shirt off, I was, you know, fat and not real muscular.
Yeah, so it was the shirt on versus shirt off big. Have you heard us talk about that or no?
Yeah, I remember talking about that.
Yeah. Okay, so then, so you got somewhere, but it wasn't what you wanted. So how did you actually find us then?
Actually, this guy, I don't know if you know him, Greg Gallagher. Has KinoBody.com, and I was getting a lot of tips from there and stuff. And he wrote a review on it on the Adonis Index, and I read about it and I was really interested in it. So I went about reading some reviews and saw some great things, went on your website and found out that way.
And then what made you decide to jump in? So when did you actually get on the system with us?
Actually, I started my first workout January 1st of 2012.
Okay, and then when you decided to get into this contest, or were you,
what made you think of
doing the contest?
Originally, I was going to do the Adonis Transformation, the 7th contest.
Yep.
But I forgot, something happened, I came up, and I ended up not being able to do it, so I decided to definitely do the next contest that came up, and that was this recent one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you just jumped in. So what program are you using, 3.0 or MBF or what?
Yeah, I used 3.0 for my whole transformation so far.
Mm-hmm.
And for this contest, I used the strength and power one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used those two.
Okay, and then are you... So now did you do any like boosters, or did you tweak it, or did you just go as it was written?
Yeah, I used boosters. I used a lot of boosters, actually. I used the chest booster and the shoulder booster on the first month. I used both of them at the same time.
Yep. Did you put them on the same day, or did you spread them around?
I spread them out. I do. I like back and forth between the chest and the shoulder. I do about 4 workouts a week. So
yeah, and your shoulders held up. Nothing seemed to hurt.
No, I was recovering fine. I was doing good.
Yeah, well, you're at that age. You'll probably recover faster than any of us. So, yeah, if you can handle the volume, you knock it out. That's no problem. And then what'd you do for the second half?
The second one I did chest and arms.
Okay, so you kept the chest booster consistent, right? Okay.
Yeah, because I'm really trying to build up my upper chest with it. So.
Yeah. Well, it'll take time, but yeah, I mean, volume, that's the name of the game, right? Volume. So, okay, so that was pretty much smooth sailing. Like, did you, as far as diet goes, where were you headed with that?
I started to use intermittent fasting and reverse taper diet.
Yeah.
And then I started using, I used the reverse taper diet to get my calories in check, and I'd alternate high and low calorie days. So on my workout days, I'd do 15 times my body weight. And I'd get my carbs up so I could, maximize my muscle potential. And then I'd use, for my low-calorie days, I'd do 10 times body weight. And I was actually fasting twice a week. I'd eat 5 times my body weight.
Interesting. I like that pattern. So how much did you weigh when you started the whole thing? How much did you weigh when you started that? Did you start that right away or just at the contest? Because you were training with us, with our stuff before the contest, right?
Yeah, I didn't use it set. Like, I started that in probably March, but I didn't keep it consistent. Like, I'd do it for like a week or two, and then I'd stray off from it and start doing something else. But for the contest, that's what I used. I used that as a set. I saw it working, so I just stuck with it.
Right,
and I went from 163 pounds to 144.
And what are you? And how tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
5'10". Okay, so you're 144. That's not bad. You got like a long way to go as far as getting bigger now. So are you pretty happy with your conditioning, so to speak, or your leanness? However, I don't know how to say it.
Yeah. I'm pretty happy with it. Like, for taking more pictures, I'd like to get a little bit leaner on my lower abs. But other than that, I'm trying to build as much size as I can.
Yeah, I mean, that should be your goal from here on in is size. You're going to, when's your 17th birthday?
January.
Yeah, so you've got your biggest growth years are still ahead of you. You got like another, five, six years of all your biggest growth. If you can maintain just even close to where you are leanness-wise, you'll just start getting, your body fat percentage will keep dropping as you build muscle, right? So I'd say at this point, I wouldn't even worry for a way to think your way through the next foreseeable future, just try to maintain. If I were you, I wouldn't attempt to try to visibly cut, so to speak, because as you build muscle, it's going to
seem like I'm losing more.
Well, yeah, kind of, because it's more of your body's going to be muscle, right?
Yeah, filled out more. Yeah.
And it's going to show through. Like, we've had previous winners, I don't know if you saw Vivek's stuff, where he's in his mid-30s and he's just starting to work out. And he got all the way down to like 6% body fat, but he still didn't have visible abs because they just weren't big enough. Like, the muscle wasn't big enough. So you're kind of in that position where you're lean enough that really right now size will make it all show through. And over time, it's weird, but you'll look leaner without actually losing any fat, so to speak, just because more and more of your body will be muscle. So.
Yeah, that's actually what I've been focusing on lately. After I finished the contest, that was the Adonis 3.0 two cycles through.
Yep.
So I started ATS right after the contest.
Oh, okay.
And I've been really pushing hard in the gym and really focusing on gaining more mass and stuff.
Yep.
And it seems to be working. I'm definitely filling out more.
No, that's good. So just don't get impatient with it. From now on, it's just consistency. Yeah. And depending what your lifestyle is like, volume right now, you can basically volume your way to as much size as your body can possibly handle. Meaning, if you're doing four workouts and you feel like you can handle two boosters and those are fine, and then you can handle another work, like it's you can go all the way up to six workouts, however many, as long as you're.
Yeah. See, that's what I was curious about. I was in the community looking around and asking questions about that because, like, I'm doing ATS and it's 4 days a week, and I feel like
it goes
on
up
the
to.
rest days
By the
I
way, it
want to
goes
go
up
do.
to five, eh? It goes up to five. It periodically goes up to 5 days.
Yeah. Like once at the end of the 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then like I'm working out 4 times a week, and on my rest days, I'm okay. Like when I feel okay, I want to do something in the gym, but I want to recover and don't want to sacrifice building muscle or anything by overtraining.
Yeah, I don't think over. It's more under conditioning. Have you heard us talk about that? Overtraining versus under conditioning.
Yeah. Yep.
So
Yep. Getting ready and.
we can all condition. All of us can build ourselves into. This is going to be some semi-coaching call for you here too. We can all kind of condition our way into higher and higher levels of work done, I guess. So the very first time you and I work out, like we've never lifted a weight before, 20 minutes of working out is going to leave us sore for a week, right? Like it's just that very first one hurts like hell because we've never done it before. Like I remember the first time I actually did a full weight training session, my arms were like shaking, and I was in such pain. Like I just did a bunch of arms, like a bunch of curls and stuff, and the pain I had in at the elbow joint, I've never felt pain like that. And it was like 7 days straight of just miserable pain, and I couldn't believe that that's what a workout felt like. And then obviously it's because it was my very first workout ever, and I did like an hour of arms, so that was stupid. So that's an that so that's the most extreme example of under conditioning. Now what I did that day is just a standard arm workout. It's like nothing, but if you're not ready for it or your body's not conditioned into it, yeah, it'll leave you like literally you can't even move your arms for a week. So now if you expand it to the other end of the spectrum, once you condition your way into a workout even like ATS, you can get to the point where you're like, ah, you know, it's still you can there's still more. Like you can still take more. So you could add another day and just assess how you're progressing from one workout to the next. Soreness is one way to measure it. If it's messing around with your, if you're starting to lose sleep or you can't like, you can't come down from the workout and unwind. If it's overstressing you, like just anxiety-wise, those are all like, you know. And if you flat out actually get sick, that's how you know you're overtraining. But most people don't actually get to that. And then as far as knowing when you can do another workout from a muscle soreness standpoint, it's based on form. So if your form, so you know how when we get like muscle soreness and you kind of can't. Like you move whatever limb that's sore and it sort of hurts. Now, it's okay to train through that soreness as long as you can do the next exercise that you're trying to do in proper form. If the soreness is so bad that you can't actually get into proper form, then that's when you know you got to take another day rest on that particular muscle group. So, for instance, if your legs are super sore from your last squat workout, and then you go in to do squats again, and you literally can't do a proper squat. Like you're kind of leaning too far forward, or you're just trying to avoid the pain. And you, no matter how
That's
hard you try, you can't sit into a proper squat. That's how you know you're too sore to squat again. But if you can just grind through the first two, three sets, and then you warm up and the pain goes away, sort of, then it's okay. So that's the one measurement. That's how you know if you can or can't train through the pain. Because if it hurts so bad that you can't get back into proper form, then now you're not squatting, you're doing some bizarre like avoid the pain squat, which isn't what you should be doing. And same with all the other muscle groups, right? So if you can't get into proper form, that's how you know. But other than that, you can push, and as long as you feel okay and you can sleep, you can. And
That's right.
we've had guys do 2-a-days. And I said, I know you said you didn't re did you but Vivek's been doing them, and so was Adam Murphy. Did you read their posts?
I was reading that, and I asked about that with ATS because it's more advanced than the 3.0, and I don't know, people in the community were saying that it's probably too much and stuff, but
It's hard to know, right? You're also pretty young.
yeah.
It's you know with, at your age it might actually be a catch 22. It's eight. Now don't take this the wrong way, but you're so young and new to training that you may not be able to generate the amount of force or the amount of intensity that like someone like I could with ATS. So as hard as you can push, you just don't have, you know, 20 years of experience pushing. So you could probably push ATS to your max and actually still throw in a few other boosters on top of it, or say, and it's almost like you're not experienced enough yet to push it hard enough to actually overdo it, sort of. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I could, you're saying basically I could add in another day of ATS or something,
or
add in
I would
some
even,
boosters.
no, I wouldn't do that. I would just throw some sort of booster on it.
Yeah, just throw in some. All right, cool.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you could test that. I mean, obviously pay attention, right? Like, 'cause I don't know exactly
Yeah.
how it's going to go, but you could. Whereas someone who's been training for 10 years and is lifting significantly heavier weights,
Yeah.
ATS might be all they can handle. Because I know the more experienced guys, it's all they can handle. So,
Yeah.
but they're lifting a lot more weight per unit of size of their body compared to what you're doing right now, because you still have years to grow into that, right? I would say probably 5 years from now, once you're really, really experienced and really strong, then you probably couldn't add anything to ATS. So it's almost like you can handle more volume, probably just because you can't handle as much weight yet.
Yeah.
So just play to your, and play to your strength. You're also going to recover way faster than the rest of us, than the older guys, right? So you can probably
Yeah.
handle more times into the gym.
Yep.
So yeah, I would just yeah. Right now you can probably manage volume. So that's what you can maximize at the moment.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and then as far as your calories go, I like your body weight pattern. That's a simple way to think your way through it. Also, you're going to be able to eat more calories than we recommend for older people, just because you're literally hypermetabolic at your age.
Yeah, the only thing is I tend to gain body fat very easily, so I found this to work out very well because my high calorie and high carb days are followed by the low calorie days like that, so it kind of helps to
Yeah, how
keep it in
often do you
check.
go up and down?
Huh?
How often do you cycle that? Is it literally one every other day, or is there a few up, a few down? Now, how do you do it?
I actually have it set up where because I work out on Monday and Tuesday with weights, and then so for Monday I'll do 15 times
Yeah.
my body weight, and then Tuesday when I'm doing a weight training, I'll actually do a low calorie day. I'll do 10 times my body weight,
And that's still a
and then
training day?
yep, yeah,
How's
that's a
how
weight
does that
training
one
day.
feel?
And then Wednesday
Hey, how does that
I
how does the
do my fast.
Tommy, how does the low how does the low the training on the lower calorie day feel?
See, it's good. Like I feel like I get enough calories, but I feel like I could get more, but it feels sufficient enough.
Yeah, so you're not left like wanting, like really wanting to eat too badly at the end of the day.
Yeah, no. At the most of the time, I feel pretty fine with it. It's just enough.
Sorry, okay, and then I cut you off there. So then on Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday I do a fast and I eat 5 times my body weight, and I
Yeah.
do a little bit of cardio or something.
And how is that day? Pretty
So,
manageable?
huh?
That's pretty manageable that day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It all depends when I end my fast. Like
Okay.
if like on Tuesday when I start, whatever time I end up finishing my last meal. So like most of the time I tend to finish around like 3 or 4, so it's a pretty good day because it's not like I'm fasting the whole day.
Yeah.
And on Thursday, I'll do weightlifting again with 15 times my body weight,
That
the
must feel
calories.
really good.
Yeah, that's a definite relief because you go from low to fast and then back up to meat to the extra calories.
And then you just follow that pattern again? Or do you do something different on the weekends?
And then Friday I'll do a low calorie day and some cardio.
Yeah.
And then Saturday I do the 15 times with weights. And then Sunday I'll fast and do cardio. And then I just start it all over again.
That's a pretty good pattern. That's a pretty good pattern. I've actually had a few people that were asking me to like design like try to well send me like weeks that look like that and like trying to figure out. So you basically have three distinct days.
Yeah, I have three high calorie, high carb days.
Yeah.
And I put them all on my weightlifting days.
Yeah, and then you have like a the low calorie but still weight training day, then you have a fast day.
Yep.
So that's pretty good. That's a pretty good pattern. I mean, I'm sure somebody's going to ask you in the forum to how like to mimic that somehow. But yeah, that makes sense, and you match it with your training. So if you threw in a booster, I guess you just have to adjust from there and see what it feels like on top of what you're doing.
Yeah. See, I don't. When would be a better time to throw in a booster? Because the boosters I did previously on the contest, I'd actually do it the same day I was weight training. I'd do it right before my weight training session.
Yeah, you can do them wherever you want. You can even split it on that same day if you can get to the gym twice or get to wherever you work out twice. You could throw it in on another day because they are a little bit shorter, right? They're not a full workout. So,
Yeah, it's only like a half hour.
yeah, it's kind of like your call. You might want to maybe make a slight adjustment to your calories on maybe the lower calorie day if you put it there. You could probably handle it on just a booster by itself on your fast day too because it's a small workout. Sometimes I find that you let me know if you feel this, but sometimes I find I have a day where I've just got tons of energy and I just the workout can go way longer. So I just
Yeah.
do more in that one workout session, which is fine too. It's just reps. If you get the reps in, if you just feel like staying at the gym for 2.5 hours and you just have the energy that day, you can do that. So it's kind of like sometimes for me, I just go with the flow of like how I feel that day. So if I was gonna do something extra and I had it planned for tomorrow, but today is just like I've got it, and
Yeah, you can just push real
oh yeah,
hard and
I just keep going. It's kind of like it's hit and miss if I'm gonna feel that good in the gym. So if I'm feeling it right then, I just ride that wave. So
Yeah, definitely.
if you have that feeling, I mean, I suppose that would be your higher calorie days, especially the Thursday after coming back up. I'll bet you that's probably the day you can handle the most volume
Yeah,
in the gym.
definitely. I definitely feel a lot of energy on that day.
Yeah, then I would say do your extra work then because you'll probably feel the best and probably be able to handle it. Like, it'll probably just feel best that day. It's your call, but that's how I would do it. Yep. Like peak your workouts when your calorie peaks, and I mean, it seems to make the most sense that way. But I don't know. Do you notice any one day being better than another in the gym, or is it all kind of all over the place?
Yeah, Mondays are definitely a lot. I have a lot more energy for some reason. I'm not sure, probably because I have the whole Sunday rest and everything.
Yeah.
And Monday, when I get in the gym, I just have a lot of energy.
Yeah, then I would say add the booster there for sure, and then just kind of play it by ear for the rest of the week if you're gonna do two.
Yeah.
So what's your plan moving forward? Okay, so the plan moving forward is just this pattern then, right? Are you still doing the fast, like this whole pattern, or no?
Yeah, I'm doing this exact schedule right now.
Yeah, and you're not, and yeah, and your goal is not to cut anymore; it's just to maintain, or at least.
I've been really pushing hard with the weights to try and build up size
Yeah.
for the 20 week coming up.
Oh yeah. Have you ever considered using MBF?
Actually, I was looking at it, but I haven't tried it or anything.
I was gonna say after you're done this round of ATS, I'd switch to MBF. It'll be a huge difference, and it's pretty high volume. Plus, it's 5 days a week too. So it's
See, I was
definitely.
curious about that, whether it was like it wouldn't be enough because I already did the Adonis 3.0 and all that.
Oh, it'll be enough. Yeah, it'll be enough. You just have to make sure you got your squat form and deadlift form on point. If you don't know how to do that stuff, I would get somebody to teach you that stuff properly. Even I don't know, a friend, somebody you know who really knows their squat and deadlift form, unless you already know. But if you're not sure, just get, especially powerlifters, they're pretty good at that.
Yeah, definitely.
I would get some instruction, a couple sessions, just to make sure you're doing it properly. And then, because MBF's like loaded with squats and deadlifts, so
Oh, is
oh yeah, totally. But it's right now, it would probably be, especially after the 3.0 that you've been doing in ATS, you'll probably have a really good response to it after this. So
Oh, cool.
that's
Yeah.
definitely where you should go next, I would say.
Yeah. So my plan for now on is I'm pushing pretty hard with ATS and trying to build up size, and that's my main goal. Because for summer I wanted to stay lean, obviously, because it's beach time and all that.
Yeah.
But as we're going into the winter months, I'm gonna try and maintain body fat and just build up as much muscle as I can.
Yeah. Well, that's the way to do it. There's no reason to ever get. There's no reason to gain fat. It's going to be of no value.
Yeah.
So, do you train with anybody or just do your own thing?
Actually, I train by myself.
Yeah. And do you
Yeah.
have buddies that train? Do they know what you do? Do they care?
What was
Do you have buddies that train or do you have anybody who's like?
that? Yeah, I have friends that train. I don't go to a gym. I have a whole home gym set up. Like
Oh, nice.
it's like commercial gym quality stuff, so.
Oh, good. That's great. We got that too. So yeah. So no one's ever like. Has anyone asked like what you're doing?
Yeah, all my friends at school lately since I got into like really really decent shape and really started filling out my Adonis Index form,
Yeah.
a lot of my friends they're always asking me for fitness tips and always saying, "Oh, we should work out, we should work out."
Yeah, what do you say?
I was like, "Yeah, I definitely give them tips and stuff, and I give them advice on from the things I've read on Adonis.com, and I helped one of my friends lose quite a lot of weight.
Nice, you're already becoming a coach.
Yeah, just by giving him advice on like his nutrition and stuff, and he's lost a good amount of weight.
That's impressive because most people never listen to nutrition advice.
Yeah.
They're usually typically pretty resistant. So you hadn't really had anybody bugging you? Like, I know like some of our other people, they get a little bit of negative pushback because what we do is a little bit odd compared to what people expect, like fasting and stuff. Do people know you actually have a fast day?
No, the only one who really knows is like my real close friends. I'll tell them about it, but most other people they don't want to hear it. They don't believe that it's correct and stuff. So
yeah.
I just instead of getting the negative comments from them, I'll just keep it to myself.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's the best thing you can do, right? People are people are too set in their ways on how they think things are supposed to be. So as soon as they hear something different, they don't know how to react. So
yeah, definitely.
All right, so we're getting to the end here. So what's your advice to other young guys who are trying to get in shape?
Definitely stick with Adonis and how it's set up, and stick in the community and really push hard. And the main focus, if you're pushing real hard in the gym, is really concentrate on that nutrition. Because since I stepped up on my nutrition and got it down packed, I've seen tremendous results.
Great. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being on the call, Tommy.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
All right. So for Tommy Lacapriccia, I'm John Barbin, and this is your Adonis Index podcast.